And before we end our show today, we would be remiss if we didn't take a moment to reflect on a person who's been in the thoughts of many of us this week. Lansing firefighter Dennis Rodeman is being laid to rest today, 1 week after he was struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver while collecting donations for charity. We invited two of Dennis's firehouse brothers to come to our studio to remember their friend. Here's Fireman Charlie Statt and Captain Stephen Babcock, both public information officers for the Lansing Fire Department.
Rhodey and I kind of had this special connection. We melded very well. We worked together fantastically. I've been asked a couple times in the last week, you know, and what was Rodeman like? He was a fantastic guy. I mean, just a stand-up guy. One of the most outspoken patriots, man, husband, soon-to-be father. He did everything well.
Rhodey, as we called him, you'd come back from any run, and maybe it didn't go as well as you wanted, or the outcome wasn't what we had anticipated and hoped for. He was the guy that could break the ice. He was the guy that said, you know, did you think about this? And the epitome, if you will, of station humor.
He's probably up there right now cracking a joke.
You're sitting around the table together, and it's almost like, well, today's the day we're going to pick on whomever. And you have this little sign above your head. And Rhodey was real good about figuring that out, but it would always go two ways. So we have this bond because we're with each other, knowing that, you know, we can say anything. But on the other hand, when we get into situations where you have to count on person backing you up, they're there for you, they've got your back, and that's what Rhodey, he was always there.
He was one of those guys that he'd do anything for you. It didn't matter. I mean, if you were stranded on the side of the road in Iowa, it was 3 a.m, you called him and said, you know, hey, I really know what to do, you know, can you call me a tow truck? He said, hold on, wait there. You know, in about 8 hours, here comes Rhodeyman pulling up, and believe me, he'd let you know about it for the next, you know, 2 or 3 years. He wouldn't let you forget it, but he'd be the first one there for you. I guess, you know, the most we can do right now is honor him correctly, honor his family correctly, you know, the same way he honored the community, his wife, his family, his country. You know, it's only fitting.
They used to, in the day, ring the bell when apparatus is returned to quarters and we're safe. Well, we'll ring the bell, that final return for the safe return of Dennis Rodeman.